Hey, it's Roxy with 99.9 WWCT. I am backstage, Bonnaroo 19, and I am sitting with Mark, the drummer for the amazing record company. In 1 week from today, he'll be gracing the stage at Glen Oak Park to celebrate 125 years of the Peoria Park District. How you doing?
Oh, I cannot wait to come back to Peoria.
Peoria loves
it's,
you.
Oh, it's one of my favorite places. It's our favorite, one of our favorite places to stop. It's,
well,
it's
and
always fun.
We appreciate you so much. I think Peoria feels like they own a little bit of the record company.
Well, you know, we've left a few things there for sure.
So, you know, I've gotten a chance to meet with you guys a lot of times. I feel really lucky to interview you. So I was like, let's go a little deeper.
We're pals at this point, I
yeah.
feel. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks. I want to know, how did you meet Alex and Chris? How did the record company come
how
to be?
How did this thing happen?
Yeah.
Alex and I went to college together in the north, in Pennsylvania. And I think we kind of knew of each other because it was a smaller school.
Sure.
So you kind of know who the music nerds are. Word gets out. Legend has it that we had a mutual friend that brought Alex by my dorm room to introduce me or introduce him, and I blew him off. Apparently, that's I was busy. I had my own thing going on. But then we became friends. We started a band. You know, one of the it's college, so you get high. They're like, "Can you play 4 hours at a fraternity?" And we're like, "Sure."
Oh boy!
Like, first hour is going to be Shakedown Street, cover by the Dead.
Love.
Second hour is, you know, like we didn't know any songs or anything. And then he made his way to California. I actually moved down to Nashville for a couple years. Tried some, tried starting bands and everything. Same with him. And then we just kind of reconvened out there, as you do. And then fast forward, we were thinking about putting a band together or something, and Chris popped up on Craigslist, of all places.
No.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
It's the first non-maniac we've met on Craigslist. We weren't having a good
all
run.
Right. So you're saying Chris Voss, not a maniac.
Well, at least at that period of time. But then we just hung out for a year, became friends, because we weren't quite sure we wanted to start another band. And then it was an inevitable thing. We're just like sitting around one night, listening to Hooker and Heat album, Johnny Hooker Can Heat
nice.
Record in the backyard.
Nice.
And it just starts so porchy and vibey and cool. And
yeah.
We're like, okay, let's just hang up a microphone in this house, hit record with no intention other than just make some music with your buddies. And
that is really a great story.
Yeah.
It's faded then. It's kismet.
It's something. I don't know. There's a weird thing that being in band. I've been in band since I'm 12.
And oh, wow.
Sometimes they work. Sometimes they don't. But you kind of have a hunch.
Yeah, I think
on,
this
you know.
One's going to work out for you.
Well, I don't know. It
Grammy
seems,
nominated.
Seems okay. Well, we didn't win, you know.
Dude, that's when you say it's an honor to be nominated.
It
but
right.
it was. I remember when you got nominated, and I had like a proud parent moment, like I had something to do with it.
Yeah.
But I think we all were nodding like, yes, yes.
You know, it was
everybody else is getting it.
It was a good week because that happened, and then we got a call that we were going to open for John Mayer's tour.
Oh.
And that was we're like, okay, in the pantheon of having a band, that's a pretty good week.
Yeah, that's
you know?
A great week.
We saw Madison Square Garden was on there. I'm like, and I grew up in New York,
nice.
Upstate, so I thought that's a good local show. You know, like
you say, yeah, little
call,
local,
call
just a
my
little
parents,
local
you know?
Show,
like something like that.
Hometown proud.
Yeah.
So you said you were in a band at 12.
I think that, yeah, 12, 13 was pretty much my...
Do you remember what your band name was? I always love to hear.
Of course I remember.
It's, what was it?
We were called Alter Ego.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, which apparently there is a band called Alter Ego now. So my bandmates and I have sort of reunited on Facebook. So we're very judgy of the other band. But I will say, I think they got us whipped, you know.
Yeah.
While we were doing covers of like Slayer and... Sepulture. We were heavy.
You were heavy.
Well, it's upstate New York, man. That's comes with the handbook, you know.
Well, I love what you guys are doing.
Thank
it's
you.
Foot Stomp and Life to Fix is probably my favorite.
Oh, thanks.
And now, do you do any writing as well?
Yeah, the three of us. We basically
you guys work together.
We do. We you know, everybody has a different approach to starting something. You know. we have this, each of us has a little studio in our house, so it's a good like sort of incubator, but we'll lock ourselves in the room together and try not to come out until something's there, and it ain't always pretty, but, you know.
So, might start getting stinky, but you guys are going to push through.
We're figuring out a process, you know, that's we're very respectful of each other, which I think is pretty key, you know. And I've never been in a band where, frankly, people just have a lot of good ideas, and it makes it a lot more fun that way than, you know, somebody coming in and saying, here's the song, it's finished, play it that way. Because, I don't know, I guess everybody works differently, but for us, that was never...
Well, I think it's definitely the right mix, the chemistries.
It feels like a band, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes other bands I've been in haven't quite been that, you know? So.
That's fantastic. If the band didn't work out, what would you have been? What were you, I guess?
Well, I've never really been anything but a dude in a band. I mean, I've had jobs and stuff, but... I think a commercial airline pilot. I'm an aviation nerd,
nice.
I guess you could call it. Yeah, so I've taken lessons, I've done all that.
All
but
right.
I don't have the eyesight. I have horrible eyesight. And I don't have the cool, like, kind of southerny voice that a lot of those pilots have.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, so I kind of, actually the few times I've taken lessons, I would fake it, like, on the air traffic. I just felt like it sounds more confident. So, you know, hey, folks, we're going to make a lift down, you know, all that stuff. So I love it. I'm really fascinated. I get excited when it's like, hey, you guys, you're going to Europe. And, you know, I do all the flight planning, you know, they trust me and stuff. So, like, we're going to stop in Zurich. Like, really? Why? Like, it's not on the way. But I'm like, I know, but I want to try Swiss Air out or something. That kind of thing. So I guess that would be my answers. I'd give that a shot.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And then just last question. We could talk all day, but there's other people waiting, apparently. T-Bone Burnett.
T-Bone, yeah.
That's crazy cool.
That was cool. That was unexpected. And, you know, he's obviously a guy that towers huge in the world of stuff that we do, but also just musically, you know, with... And so we had this opportunity to sort of work on one of the songs from the last album. We as a joke throughout, like, maybe T-Bone will work with us on it. And somehow that happened. And, you know,
next thing you know,
we're like at his house. He's like, hey, check out this 12 Martin guitar.
And holy.
Like, Bob Dylan gave me this one and, you know, this and that. And we're like, yeah, okay, this is...
Like goosebumps the entire time.
It was just cool. But then you get over that initial awestruck and you're like, okay, let's talk about music. And the commonality there puts everybody on the same, you know, just in a good vibe and everything. And, you know, yeah, you're glancing at the Oscars over there on the wall and stuff, but it's like, so it was cool. And when you walk in, he's like, I think we'll mix on this console here. And that's where they did Exile on Main Street and Led Zeppelin 4. And
wow.
Like, yeah, that's probably a good idea. Let's try that one out.
Best idea today.
Yeah. So it was really a treat to get to
That is fantastic.
To work
and
with
I'm so happy. You guys are great guys on top of being incredible musicians. And seriously, Peoria, Central Illinois loves you. And cannot wait. 1 week
coming up,
from
one
right
week.
Now.
One
yeah.
week. Mark your calendars. You
yeah.
Know? Yeah.
Get your tickets. It's an unbelievable show. The lineup, I talked to Illiterate Light yesterday, caught them, and I'm just here to tell you the energy between the two of you, the two bands. There's lucky it's outside.
We always get the great pairings in Peoria. We were there with the Struts last time. That was great. It's always super fun, and you know, it's just one of those places that, and I mean this with the utmost respect, if you don't know, you'd kind of say, oh, okay. We got a show in Peoria. But
yeah,
once
Peoria.
Once you find out, that's why we keep coming back, because the place is awesome.
Thank you so much. Yep. I call it the middle of the world.
Middle of the world, yeah.
It plays in Peoria. The record company plays in Peoria. And 1 week from now, get your tickets. It's Roxy Backstage at Bonnaroo, 99.9 WWCT.
Awesome.